Do you like to ride horses? I love horses. I don't currently ride horses, but when I was little, oh, my love of horses was deep. I would ride with my friend who had two horses, Dolly and Buck. On Sunday afternoons after church, I would go to her house, and often we would ride those horses all through their fields. Ironically, Dolly was the mean one, and Buck was the gentle giant, so I rode Buck. We enjoyed slow and easy rides over little hills and through small valleys and streams. We had all sorts of adventures. There would be times, though, that the horse would have a mind of its own and not want to go the way I wanted to go. In those moments, I couldn't just sit and not do anything and let the horse lead me. I had to give it a swift kick to the side with my heel to spur it on. If you've ever been on a trail ride through the mountains, you know exactly what that's like. Once I was on a beautiful trail ride around Lake Tahoe when my horse, of course, decided to stop dead in his tracks. He was done for the day, or so he thought. My guide told me to give him a good kick in the side. I thought, hey, I remember how to do that from when I was a kid. Yeah, it didn't work. So the guide had to come over and show my horse who was boss and help me get that horse moving. He had to be spurred on to move and get back in the flow. Many horse riders wear boots and spurs because they know at times you must spur a horse to get it to move faster and go in the direction they need to go to accomplish the task at hand. Now, here's my question for you. Are you stuck on the trail? Do you need a good kick in the side? I know sometimes I do. Man, my spirit is willing, but my flesh is so weak, and I'm like a stubborn old mare stopped on the trail of life, eating grass and not wanting to budge. So, how do we get moving? How do we get back on track? Does the Bible talk about spurs to the side? Actually, it does. Hebrews 10:24. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Did you catch that? How can we spur one another on? Meaning, how can I urge you, stir you up, motivate, or even provoke you a bit to love and good deeds? Are we doing that? Do we allow people in our lives to do that? These verses in Hebrews 10 are calling us out of our complacency to take seriously the responsibility we have to one another in our walk with Christ. It's the kind of accountability that can only happen in community. All of us walking the trail of life together, and when one stalls out, we spur one another on by speaking truth in love. We encourage each other to stay on the right path, to keep moving forward, and to keep our eyes on Jesus. When we live that way, we are all stronger in our faith because no longer do we walk the trail alone. That's the truth. If you're stalled out today, consider this your kick to the side, my friends. Get moving. Let's get stirred up and on mission to love and serve one another along the trail of life. I'm Lori Klein.